97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm your host, Deborah Miller, and I have three people around my table today. Tess Mangum Ocaña from Sonic Pie Productions, and Ramon Soler and Jessica Wood from Blend Cafe in Durham. And we're here to talk about a pretty exciting concert event that's going on over in Durham. Who wants to start?
I think Tess should start with the
Miss Sonic Pie.
Sure. Well, the concert series at Golden Belt is in honor of the fifth anniversary of the remodeling of Golden Belt. So the mill itself is about 113 years old, I believe. But 5 years ago, the remodel was unveiled. So now, if you've heard people talk about this Golden Belt place on Main Street in Durham, it is artist studios, a tattoo parlor, apartments.
Nice.
And a cafe called Blend that serves frozen yogurt and sandwiches and fantastic lattes.
Oh.
So we're having some music, a music series called GB Live.
And we have a lot of other wonderful neighbors. One of the people that's the biggest draw to Golden Belt's also Cotton Room. There's Moshi Moshi. There's Labor Love Gallery. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things out there to draw people. Like one of our neighbors is the Liberty Arts Artist Co-op. So there's a ton of stuff going on down there. We're just trying to get people to know what's happening. Scientific mm-hmm. Properties did a great job as far as regentrifying and remodeling the warehouses and the mill in that area. And then we've come in to try and provide a service to the community as far as jobs, as far as a place to go to. As Tess mentioned, we are a cafe. We use counterculture coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make the best coffee we can. We're using a lot of local products and trying to use some of the best products. We use Homeland Creamery for our milk and for our dairy and for our butter.
And y'all make your own yogurt too, right?
We have our own yogurt that we do that's really great. Jessica is our yogurt, our frozen yogurt queen. We just had a contest.
I see your crown, your tiara over there.
Absolutely. We have the not only do we have soft serve yogurt, which you see at other yogurt places, we also have the ability to custom make whatever flavor yogurt you want. Like on Saturday, we had a flavor competition, and we made avocado coconut frozen yogurt.
Oh, yeah. I mean that's one combination.
That's one combination.
And how was it
on the fly? It's fabulous. Oh. It was the winner. That was our winner, and it was great stuff. We did an avocado chocolate, which wasn't as big of a hit, but it was pretty tasty.
Mm.
And we did some maple bacon donut, which was amazing.
So I would have liked that.
Right on. We can literally make any flavor frozen yogurt you want.
Why coconut avocado would win, because I'm really crazy for avocado smoothies these days. Mm-hmm. And the avocado makes it really rich and creamy, really desserty.
Yeah, the chocolate avocado one came out really velvety. It was a really neat texture. And it was, when you hear avocado, it's just, they think it's going to be a bizarre blend, but it worked really well together. One of the people tasting was a gentleman who does beers, and he felt that it would be great as kind of a pale ale.
Really?
And it's something that he's going to play with. So we have a lot of neat blends. We freeze some sweet potatoes so we can actually make that into a sweet potato pie, frozen
state
yogurt.
State vegetable.
Exactly. Well, and we use it a lot because
we've
tried to make a comeback with sweet potato biscuits. It was something that
biscuit smoothie?
No, sweet potato biscuits we make in-house.
Well, why not?
But it's not much of a segue there, but we do this sweet potato biscuit, but it's something that it seemed like it went off the map in the mid-80s, and it's such a great thing for breakfast. And we make our biscuits in-house, and we make the sweet potato biscuit that you do a breakfast.
God, Ramon, I haven't had any food today yet. You guys are killing me.
If you were here, you would hear my stomach growling. I'm about to hear yours growl, right, Tess?
I'm there.
So I understand, Jessica, that you manage or run there's yogurt shops in Raleigh?
Yes, we also have two yogurt shops in Raleigh.
Okay, where are they located?
At North Hills and at Crabtree.
Okay.
And it's called Yogan Fruz.
Yogan?
Fruz.
Spell that.
F-R-U-Z. Yogan Fruz.
Yogan Fruz.
Yes.
What language is that?
It's nothing. It's made up.
Frozen
kinda
yogurt. Grilling.
Right, kind of like Häagen-Dazs is made up. It just looks German.
I didn't know Häagen-Dazs was just made up, but
there you go.
Why not, right?
Yeah, so we have the two yogurt shops, and then we kind of get the best of all worlds over at Blend because we have the frozen yogurt, mm-hmm. and we have all these great local products that we get to.
And you travel back and forth between the two, or are you mostly in?
I travel back and forth between the two. I get the best of both worlds, actually.
It sounds like you do.
Yeah,
okay, so how long, let's back up a little bit. How long has Blend been there?
18 months.
Mm-hmm. 18 months. That's not a very long time.
No. And that's why we're really trying to promote Golden Belt in the area to let people know that we're there and to come by and see us because mm-hmm. we have such a variety of different things. I mean, it's a small little shop, but some people say we have an identity crisis because all the different things we provide. We have the baked goods that we make in-house. We do the biscuits in-house, and we make breakfast sandwiches with those. We are using a loaf bakery for our bread, and we have some really incredible sandwiches that we make. We have this, what we call our blend club, which has a red-eye gravy mayo. It has it has our roasted turkey that we roast in-house, and a Johnson County country ham, and buttermilk cheddar cheese. So there's just, we play a lot with a lot of different things.
Nice.
Using local
products. Well, hold those thoughts because we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, Tess, Sonic Pie, give us, do you have a web address or what do you want to tell everybody to go hunt you down?
Yeah, look up Sonic Pie Productions LLC on Facebook. And of course, like me.
And like that girl. Who wouldn't like that girl?
All these shows that are in the parking lot at Golden Belt are listed on the events page of the Facebook page. So.
And before we go, real quick, address at Blend, 807 East Main Street. And you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook.
Correct.
Sounds good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Two years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table this morning Tess Mangum Ocaña from Sonic Pie Productions, Ramon Soler and Jessica Woods from Blend Cafe in Durham. And we are talking about the Golden Belt 5 Live concert series. And what are your hours? Let's finish up a little bit on Blend. And
as far as our hours, we're open at 7:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. We're on Monday and Tuesday. We close at 6. And from Wednesday and Thursday, we're closing at 7. Fridays, 9:30. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 9 o'clock and close at 7 on Saturday, 5 on Sunday. It's a scattered hours. We're starting to promote that we're there and trying to get people to us. We'd like to stay open a little later
mm-hmm.
if the traffic provides. Well, we have a lot of items that are good for dinner. We do a variety of plate-up dishes. We've done things like barbacoa. We've done we did a pot roast with mashed potatoes that we'll do for lunch and you can do for dinner. It's just getting people to know that we're there so that we could extend the hours. I wouldn't call myself a chef.
Is it
but
you?
I do most of the cooking, yes.
Well.
Yeah.
He describes
you know,
food well.
Well, he said barbacoa a little too easily, didn't he? Kind of gave yourself away there almost. So I'm curious how you guys hooked up and Tess, how you came up with the idea for this concert series.
Well, it was really the Indy's fault, the Independent, because back in January, I was upstairs in the Cotton Room for their Indy Arts Award luncheon. And it was a great, beautiful luncheon, but they didn't serve any coffee after the luncheon. And my husband was emotionally distraught at this. He said, I've got to have a coffee. He's Spanish.
How dare they?
So you had to have a coffee after his lunch. And I dragged him there, you know, with me. So we went downstairs to blend, and I saw my old friend Ramon. And we got our coffee fixed, delicious. And that kind of started this conversation. He found out that I'd started my own production company and that I was doing a lot of live shows in downtown Durham with a PA system and bands and engineers and everything. And then we started talking about a concert series.
Because in the owner of Blend, Howard Udell, and I were talking about promoting the Golden Belt area so that we could just get the community to know
help
that
brand
we're there.
You too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I saw Tess, I was like, wow, who better?
Serendipity.
Than Tess to help us do this because
divine
in this area,
intervention.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
In this area, who's better than Tess to do something like this?
And the great thing is, too, it is Main Street. So everybody knows where the tapas restaurants and where, you know, toast and all that is. That's Main Street. So keep on walking east. Keep on walking, you know, or driving, you know, down Main Street. Go past all the government buildings. And then when you cross over Fayetteville, you know, the train tracks, boom, there's this huge, beautiful old brick mill on your left. That's Golden Belt. That's what we're talking about. And all these places that we're naming off are in that complex with yoga and Dog Star Tattoo and all the apartments and the studios and Blend. So the music is, unless it's raining, is right there in the parking lot that you can see as you're driving by. And
June, is there parking and everything?
Yeah, you park in the back.
Free and parking in. And a ton of it.
Free,
you don't
free,
get
free.
Any,
we love the free word.
Exactly. Yeah. No, there's no parking tickets or anything like that. You don't have to search for 30 minutes to find
love
a space.
That. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to double park and get a parking ticket like I've done a few times downtown. And this Tess mentioned, this is a free concert series. We want to get people out to Golden Belt to know that we're there and we're a part of the community.
So it's on Fridays, and it's first and third Friday.
Okay.
We're two shows in, and we've got three shows left. So don't miss the boat. Don't think, oh, I can come in September, because, you know, there's a possibility of extension. But for right now, you got to get it while the getting's good. And that would mean coming to see R&B band Kim Arrington on June 21st.
Yeah.
She kind of sometimes sounds like Jill Scott. It's the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's the good stuff. And then July 5th, so remember that's 4th of July weekend, and if you can't afford to go anywhere, just stay home and have a good time. There is this fantastic, young, massive, like, seven-piece Afropop band called The Brand New Life. So imagine, like, talking drums and stuff like that with Afropop guitars and very polyrhythmic. I'd heard about him, and I'd also talked to the management assistant, Jesse Brown, over at Scientific Properties. These guys are young, and they're fantastic. And then the final show, and this is the big celebration of the fifth anniversary, which will also include food trucks and stuff like that. Justin Johnson, who plays these cigar box, he's a blues guitarist, and he makes his own guitars. And then he'll be opening for Skinny Bag of Sugar, which does a blend of originals and really funky, cool covers. So we're talking Prince. And they cover Prince well.
Wow.
Great guitar player.
Name.
Yeah,
I've seen that name and I keep thinking, what a great name for a band.
So the first two nights that I mentioned, Kim Arrington and The Brand New Life, that music is from 6 to 8 p.m. And then July 19th, the big hoo-ha is going to run from 6 to 9 with Justin Johnson and Skinny Bag of Sugar. Highly danceable, really fun. We're going to have beer there, beer, and wine.
And the beer's coming from?
The beer's through Us Blend Cafe. We're we're using local breweries for the Kim Arrington on the 21st. We're going to be doing Aviators, Steamhead, and Triangle Brewery.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That sounds good.
So it's the kind of vibe that, since it's outdoors, if you have kids, bring your kids, and still you can be yourself. You can kick back. They can run around a little bit. This is a place for everybody. Bring your dogs. Bring your kids. Bring your better half. Bring your mama. It's a place where you can let it all hang out, and you don't have to worry about things. You can be exactly how you want to be.
Well, hold those thoughts, because we're going to have to go to break. Facebook page is what?
Blend Cafe at Golden Belt for Facebook, and Blend Golden Belt for Instagram.
Twitter is
also Blend Golden Belt.
Blend Golden Belt. Yeah. And Tess is Sonic Pie Productions.
LLC.
LLC. Go look for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. Around my table today, Tess Mangum Okanya from Sonic Pie Productions, Ramon Soler and Jessica Wood from Blend Cafe in Durham, and we want to not forget to talk a little bit about yogurt before we get out of here. Yeah. I'm a big Greek yogurt fan, so tell me. Did you just like dive into yogurt? What is this? History?
I did dive into yogurt pretty much head first about 3 years ago. But one of the cool things about our product is the product that we can make behind the counter, the mix-it that I was talking about, the avocado coconut, for example. Mm-hmm. That product actually has a billion, with a B, probiotics per serving. So it has more than Activia and all those guys we see the commercials about on television.
Billion's a big number.
Billion's a big number. And the production of that yogurt, when you freeze yogurt, the probiotics die. You lose half of them. So what happens is there's actually twice as many probiotics are added to the yogurt when it's made, so that when it freezes, it is where it started, if you will, for lack of a better way to put it. And the product is, it's really good for gut health. That's what probiotics do.
Yep.
It literally means pro-life. And these guys are good for your gut health. It's a nice, healthy treat. Is it healthy? Sure. But it's definitely a treat. And we can
make it healthier than
ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's. My favorite.
Yeah. But. And we can make it as not so healthy as you want as well, because we can add all kinds of fun things to fatten it up a touch. So, you know, it's a great healthy
treat. Like avocado and chocolate.
Absolutely. Avocado and chocolate.
Avocado's good fat, though.
Absolutely. Avocado is good fat.
Do you eat yogurt every day? Of course you do.
Sure. Absolutely.
Good answer. So, is there a Facebook page for?
Yes, Yogan Fruz, North Carolina.
Yogan Fruz, okay. So go like that and find out what's happening over there. Tess, let's just run by those names who are playing again before we run out of time.
Yeah, so gather your friends and your family, your mama, like I said, and don't eat supper, because you're going to get your supper out there, a great sandwich from Blend.
We're also going to have a grill out there where we're going to be doing burgers and hot dogs, certified Angus beef, everything.
I had one of the Angus hot dogs last week, and they were huge and really good.
I love hot dogs.
Music is the carrot on the stick in addition to hot dogs. But Kim Arrington, June 21st, she's about to release a new album very, very soon. And I just learned on Facebook this morning that the incredible local artist Franco, I believe, is doing the cover art for that record. Yes, I still love cover art. So Kim Arrington, June 21st, 6 o'clock. The Afropop band, The Brand New Life, get ready to shake a tail feather on July 5th and celebrate our nation. And then Justin Johnson and Skinny Bag of Sugar, July 19th, 6 o'clock. This is free, y'all. No excuse. Get off the sofa and come down to Golden Belt.
So there'll be beer. You can buy beer.
We'll have beer. We'll have wine. We'll have food. We'll have a good time. Come help support us, so that we want to keep growing within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Come out to Golden Belt. There's a lot to see and do out there.
Well, community is what it's all about, especially community and culture and in Durham, you know?
It is what it's all about, because it's how we grow, how we come together.
It is, and how we pass our traditions along and introduce the younger generation to things from the past that they're likely to forget. Will y'all come back?
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.